Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in details.
This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
That is The Rise. It's done by Max Sinise, who sadly passed away as the son of Gary Sinise. Before he did, Gary was able to, after he passed away, actually, to look through some of his stuff and found some of these unpublished songs, and he's put them into a brand new album, now available at GarySiniseFoundation.org. To get the special edition of the double vinyl album, you could go right there and buy it, and it goes to it goes to Gary's foundation, which goes to fighting the disease that took Max's life. Gary, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me, Brian. Thank you. And thanks for playing The Rise there.
Yeah, it's The Rise. Now, tell everybody how you what happened to Mac?
Well, unfortunately, in 2018, we found out he had a very rare tumor called chordoma. And it starts in the spine, either at the top of the spine or the base of the spine. And his was a sacral chordoma, and that began a very long cancer fight for him. He was an excellent musician, drummer, and everything, but the cancer disabled him. He could no longer play as time went on. And so music, which, you know, he went to USC Music School, and he was just a great composer and player, and he just put that in the background for a long time. And then early in 2023, he said to me he had a piece of music that he wrote in college that he never finished, and he thought he might want to try to finish it. So he went to work on it, teamed up with a buddy of his from college as well, a fellow composer named Oliver Schnee. And they did this piece that's at Max Sinise YouTube called Arctic Circles. And that began what turned into an album for him. And then sadly, that album was finished at the end of 2023. And we released it at the Gary Sinise Foundation website. Sadly, he passed away January 5th of 2024. And then after he died, I just started looking through his files, and I found all kinds of other additional music that he'd written and tucked away, including that piece that you were just playing there, The Rise. And I was kind of blown away because I had heard a few of the pieces, but like The Rise there that you were playing, I had not heard that. He wrote that actually for my foundation, and it got tucked away and was never used. And I didn't know he had written it. He was working on it for our video team, who wanted some music to use in the videos. And then I found all this other music, Brian, and I just thought, I can't just leave it here in his files on his laptop. And so I went to work and produced Resurrection and Revival Part 2.
Well, because you're a musician as well, obviously, so you have that in the family. And what was that like for you? Is that therapeutic, too, to be able to work with your son one more time?
Well, you know, I found a lot of music that I wished he had shared with me. Some of it he wrote quite a while ago and just tucked it away and never, you know, never kind of revisited. And then I just started listening to all this music and found it. And, of course, I just thought, you know, I'm going to go to work on it and make another record. And I sure wish that Mac was able to be here with me to do it. But I know he was on my shoulder the whole time. And now we have a double album, Resurrection and Revival Part 2. And as you said, it's the proceeds for both the first record and Part 2 are going to the Gary Sinise Foundation. That's what Mac wanted. He wanted to create an album. And if any sales were made, he wanted the proceeds to go to the Gary Sinise Foundation. He worked for the foundation until he got too sick to continue on. So we're raising money through the Gary Sinise Foundation and selling these vinyl records.
Be honest. When's the last time you had a homemade meal? We get it. Between meetings, workout classes, and the kids' after-school sports, who's got time to cook? That's where HelloFresh comes in. No matter how busy you get, HelloFresh has everything you need to get an easy, home-cooked meal on the table. With flavor-packed recipes like Parmesan herb-crusted salmon, you'll be filling your kitchen with the cozy aromas of a homemade meal in no time. So go ahead, try HelloFresh. It's homemade, made easy. Learn more at HelloFresh.com.
Well, that's great. And we know all your work goes towards the military. And we know you picked up from Los Angeles and you left California and you gone to Tennessee, to Nashville with your company. What are your thoughts as you've seen Los Angeles essentially burn to the ground and no water in the hydrants?
Well, it's pretty damn sad. Look, we lived there for 35 years, and part of what you deal with in California, and there's a fire season every year. And the winds come and the fires come, and there hasn't been a year that I've lived there that there hasn't been fires in California, in Southern California. So it's something that you live with out there. But the fact that things were just not prepared for this particular fire is pretty disgraceful, I think. Very, very sad. I feel very bad for all the people that lost their homes. I have friends who lost their homes and, you know, feel very sad for them. They lost everything. I have one of the gals that sings on Mac's record, Resurrection and Revival Part 2, was a college buddy of his. She had just moved back from New York City to Altadena. And within, you know, weeks of moving back, her house was destroyed. So it's pretty sad. I do hope that they clean things up there and, you know, fix things. But there's a lot of broken stuff in California. It's very sad. It's the most magnificently beautiful state, and they need to just fix a lot of things out there. This shouldn't have happened to this extent. I heard, I don't know if I can confirm this, but I did hear one story that it was 45 minutes from the initial fire, 45 minutes before any help showed up to start to put the fire out. And with those winds, 80 mile an hour, 100 mile an hour winds going like that, there's no way to stop that fire unless you really get it right away. And unfortunately, they didn't.
So this is the emblematic, I think, of terrible leadership at the mayor, horrible governor who's all show, no action, and they spend their money trying to get gas cars off the road and Donald Trump out of the state. They spent $50 million to Trump-proof upcoming legislation. They didn't even know what was coming. Trump has been very critical. He said, I told you to get your water from the north to get to the south. You don't listen to me. In fact, you had an executive order to undo it. James Woods joined me last weekend on One Nation. And this is what he said.
I think it's important that Hollywood not tie itself in knots. One of the worst things that the left has done in America, and it applies times 10 in Hollywood, is that we have tangled ourselves up in regulate. Do you know, for example, Oppenheimer, Saving Private Ryan, Shakespeare in Love, none of those movies could qualify for an Oscar next year. In order to qualify for an Oscar, your two leads, one has to be a person of color, you have to have LGBT representation, you have all of these restrictions that make it impossible.
So he thinks they're going to help to rebuild it, that Gavin Newsom says to take the regulations away. Have you know James Woods, you understand his frustration?
Yeah. Jimmy and I are pals. We worked together back in 1989.
Wow.
He won an Emmy for a role where he played Bill Wilson, the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous, and that's, we became pals way back when. Jimmy is very lucky that his house was not taken. I mean, he thought his house for sure was going to be gone, and then he got back there and everything around him was gone, and the houses on his side of the street were okay. It's very sad. This $50 million thing. Just imagine what I was frustrated about is, you got the highest state taxes in the country, but no control over how they spend the money, of course. And then when you hear, highest gas prices, all these things, and there's no water in the hydrants, there's no water in the reservoir, and they're spending money on these other things, it really can be quite frustrating, I think.
It's probably part of the reason you left. They named three ambassadors to Hollywood. Now you have Stallone. It's going to be Mel Gibson. And John Voight. Are you upset you weren't named amongst them?
No. I know John and Mel, I don't know Sylvester Stallone, but look, if they can make positive changes, there's a lot of restrictions there. I mean, so much production has to go out of state or up to Canada or somewhere else like that, because the regulations and the taxes and the expense is much too great in California quite often. So a lot of productions go north or go to some other state. I did a movie years ago that what I heard was the budget would have been twice as much to make it in California. It was a movie that was largely made on sound stages.
Wow.
And they had to go up to Canada to where the budget was half as much as it would have been in California. And this was a movie that was largely made on sound stages. Why couldn't we make it in California in the stages there? Because the unions and the taxes and all the things are make things difficult. There's a lot of production in California, don't get me wrong. But, when you're trying to save money and all of that, you have to consider, if I could save, millions and millions of dollars by going to Georgia or going up to Canada or something like that, why wouldn't I do that? So maybe the ambassadors here will make some changes and be able to, bring production, a lot of production back to California, which brings a lot of jobs back to California, which would be very, very, very good.
So, meanwhile, Gary, to what you're doing now, you're working with the troops. Do you have another event coming up?
I'm about to go on a concert trip where my band is playing at Camp Hunter Liggett up near Monterey in California. And then we go down to San Diego to play at Naval Medical Center there. We do that every year. And then we go to Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico after that. So I'm about to go on a little concert trip. We have a lot going at the Gary Sinise Foundation. And again, as I said, our son Mac was so devoted to the foundation, loved everything the foundation was doing. They loved the mission, loved helping veterans, helping people. And he's still doing that because, as I said, the proceeds for his record, Resurrection and Revival, the proceeds are going to Gary Sinise Foundation to help us with our mission. So, anybody listening out there, go to GarySiniseFoundation.org and check out the stories that are written about these records. You'll be helping our veterans and certainly honoring our son by giving his music a listen.
Gary, always great to have you on. And we'll go out to his song called The Veterans by Mac Sinise. Gary, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Love it, Brian. Thank you. And all that music is on Mac Sinise YouTube, the videos.
Gotcha. Thanks, Gary. Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Fox News Audio presents the Fox Nation Investigates podcast, The Menendez Brothers, Victims or Villains?
Lyle and Eric Menendez were motivated by greed.
Others have called the brothers arrogant and spoiled.
The reason behind this was financial gain.
Or so it seemed.
These two brothers should be out of prison by now.
I don't see how the years of sexual, physical, and mental abuse amount to life without parole.
Listen and follow at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.